News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, landmark legislation to deal with infertility and domestic surrogacy in Ireland is set to reach its final stages and become law. And I'm joined now by fertility coach and therapist Helena Tuberty. Good morning to you, Helena. This has been a long time coming and a long time, I suppose, being crafted. And there's a lot in it. Can we get into some of the kind of like breakdown of what is contained in this and your view on it? A national register of donors, donor-conceived children and mothers. Explain what that will look like, Helena, if you don't mind.
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, I'm absolutely thrilled with this because obviously our first IVF baby was born back in 1985. And it's 20 years since Micheál Martin started the ball rolling. So this is looking really good. It's very up to date. My American colleagues are in admiration of it. So it's looking very solid to go. So, you know, having donor conceived people, you know, aware of some of their origins is a right that is now being respected. That has been a major issue, and that parents are properly counselled on this.
So if you're going through IVF and you're doing that with using a sperm donation or an egg donation, the child of that IVF has to be informed. Is that correct? They have to have a right to know that their origin, as it were, is more complex than perhaps the parents who are raising them. Is that what that
it
is?
It will be from age 18. But, you know, the sense of, you know, certainly in my practice, historically, a lot of people would not have informed their children. They would not have intended to disclose the origins of their child for many reasons. And, you know, this obviously medically is very important to know some medical background about your, you know, whichever parent it was. And also just, you know, so many people now doing these over-the-counter genetic testing, at-home testing, and finding it's a great shock to find that your father...
So if you are conceived using donor eggs or sperm, from gametes, exactly, but you will be... you will be automatically informed this is 18, or you will have a right to be informed at 18?
You'll have a right to be informed. So again, there is some fine tuning to be done because, you know, not to get lost in the morass. But the fact that parents are going to be counselled very seriously on this, that they have to be, is really, really important. So they understand the implications far better.
Okay. Domestic and international surrogacy, is there going to be clarification around international surrogacy in particular? Because that seems to be an issue.
That is very much a hot potato and has been, you know, of such, you know, really, really deep distress. That is being done very meticulously. I must say, you know, normally I have been agitating for this for donkey's years. And it is really being done in a very measured way.
Okay.
And, you know, with proper consideration, I actually am in fairly rapt admiration of it, which I'm delighted to say, because, you know, the whole thing about having a regulatory authority as well means the benefits for, you know, patients' quality assurance, safety, transparency. And transparency has been a major issue right across the board.
Absolutely.
For anybody undergoing IVF. And you know, clinics able to pop up. Obviously, the labs are incredibly
A few of the caps as well, but just briefly before I let you go, Helena, a few of the caps. Frozen eggs only allowed remain, I suppose, 10 years. Embryos
that's
also
very,
10 years.
Very, yeah.
And the age cap on IVF gone.
The age cap on IVF gone. Now, in reality, you know, in Spain and everywhere, the age is about 50. And it's individually, you know, sort of planned. But certainly the egg freezing thing is going to be an issue because, you know, if you are getting people hopefully freezing eggs younger, if you freeze your eggs at 22 and you're not ready to have a baby till you're 34, you're out of time. And the other thing is the storage of embryos. That is an issue for clinics because, of course, people are inclined to vanish. It's very hard to trace them. They stop paying. Whereas now there's going to be legislation that you actually have to sign consent that after 10 years that there will be a dispersal either for research or donation or whatever happens.
Okay.
But
look,
that is a very important aspect.
A huge amount in all of that. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is fertility coach and therapist there, Helena.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.